Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Tuesday. It's slick out there in certain places. I guess other areas are starting to clear up, but there are some slick spots, so be careful. We were talking about the stress of the holiday, or at least Jamie brought it
this
up.
This is the most wonderful time of the year!
Then we get a text about somebody losing their job.
They lost their job.
And I was telling Jamie, I'm like, that should be off limits. You should not be able to lose a job. Nobody should be able to fire anyone in November and December.
I agree.
Off limits, man. That ain't cool.
That's so sad. What a bummer, right? Yeah, that's, I mean,
more stress.
All of us think we have problems, right? This person lost their job right now. Yeah. Like, God, that sucks.
So yesterday, I'm coming back from Hawaii. I land in Phoenix, Arizona, about this time, actually. And I went to the Odyssey app. I listened to part of the show yesterday.
Yes.
From Phoenix.
We had fun.
Yeah, no, I could hear
at
the fun.
At your expense.
You did?
Yeah.
What'd you do that for?
Because we could.
That's not what I heard.
we did have a lot of fun at your expense.
Oh, great.
Yeah, there was a lot of jokes made about you and stuff.
Anything that I would laugh at?
Okay, here's one. Here's one.
What? All right, what?
Here's one. So, BJ is not here today. He went to watch his wife run. So there's that.
That was a joke? Yeah. Yeah, I did. Ran. Yeah.
Yep. Anyway.
Yeah, I watched them run.
Yep.
Yep.
Sure did.
Yep.
So that was, we laughed.
That was the joke. Yeah, we laughed.
We laughed and laughed and laughed, yeah.
Well, what I heard yesterday when I went into the Odyssey app, I heard you guys talking about these drones over New Jersey.
Okay, that's weird.
Why is it weird?
Because I had a long discussion with my son about it last night.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, because I want him to create a Spidey drone.
Yeah.
And he goes, Mom, you know they're the size of cars. And I was like, what? He goes, the drones are the size of cars.
Yeah, they're
not huge. They've never seen anything like this. They're not little drones like I have at home. Because I want him to create the Spidey drone, which is a drone that goes up. It has webs. And it grabs the whole other drone and pulls it down. He said that when they sent up like the F-18, that they just disappear.
To shoot them out of the sky?
To go up and try to get them.
Yeah.
They just disappear.
That's wild.
Yeah.
I hadn't heard that.
Yeah, that's what he said.
I can't figure this out. And you know me, I'm very curious when it comes to things like this, because every now and then I'll bring up UFOs and all that. Now, I don't know if I believe in aliens, but I do think that there's something weird going on right now.
Well,
but
it's teeny tiny yeah, aliens.
I heard Carson say that.
teeny tiny ones with teeny tiny cell phones.
Yeah.
And they're all texting like.
But why are they teeny tiny? I don't understand, because these things are the size of a car.
We didn't know that yesterday.
But I still stand behind it. They're Martians.
Okay.
And they're teeny tiny. Right.
Yeah. And why just Martians?
Those are like the alien versions. So their drones are like the size of our cars.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I mean, so, you see what I'm saying?
Not really, but okay.
Because if you think about it, their spaceships are massive.
Oh,
like, these things are huge.
So their drones are
like the size of our cars, because our cars to us are big.
Those are called the mothership.
Yeah,
mothership.
Yeah, that's what
I'm talking about. There's never a daddy ship. It's always a mama ship. I don't know why. But I can't figure it out. What are these things? What are, okay. I mean, and now you got the government trying to intervene here and try to figure this out. It's like, I mean, this is really serious stuff for these people that live in that area.
So from the astrophysicist child, who is 18, he really disappointed me yesterday.
Why?
Because he believes that it's from a different planet.
Yes, thank you.
He really does. He says that they're mimicking, he thinks, and this is so disappointing because I'm not buying it. He thinks it's mimicking drones because we know what drones are, and it's a force that's mimicking the drones with the lights.
Hello,
and
we're used to the drones. What did I say yesterday?
You said we're used to the drones.
They're coming incognito, like all these dumb humans. They won't even know.
That's what my kid was.
Yes.
Anyway, he was saying like they're just mimicking them, so we're not like, oh my god. I'm like, what? And that was really disappointing. I said, you need to get out of that college.
No, well, no, I fully support him.
I would kind of question that scenario if it weren't for the fact that it's not just New Jersey. I'm seeing videos on my feed that are from all over the world that drones are showing up.
I've only seen New Jersey.
Well, and the crazy part about it is that, like you said, they disappear.
Yeah, they just...
When they send up the planes to check on, they just go away.
Yeah, and I'm like, okay, but, son. I go, really? Now you're just telling me all of a sudden, out of nowhere, we've never seen this before, and they just created something to mimic a drone. He's like, well, think about it. Drones haven't been around that long, so they've just figured out how to mimic. I'm like, please, this school, yes. This lib school is killing you, kid. No, it's killing you.
No, he's dead on. He is right. He is right.
Get back from California before they make you crazy.
What do you think they are, though? I mean,
China.
I do too. I think it's another country. Yeah. I really do. I'm with Jamie on this. I think it's another country that is trying to just, it's a distraction for the most part.
Yeah.
But just showing their technology that they have, possibly.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't figure it out.
I feel like it's China. I mean, and they're just like,
I mean, I'm going to get away from the whole Martian thing. I'm not on board with that. Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah, they started with balloons.
They did. And remember, we were just all watching it and not even doing anything about it?
Yeah.
Just watching it blow by.
Sucked us in. Balloon.
And then they came back with this technology on us.
So, I don't know.
It's crazy, though, isn't it?
It's a little terrifying. I don't like it. And I don't like that we can't bring it down. And so that's why my Spidey drone was a great idea. And he's like, they can't even shoot them down because they disappear.
Well, it's not some smart kid like yours in the backyard somewhere with 50,000 drones that he's got up in the air that he's controlling. It's got to be something far more if they're sending up F-16s to shoot them down.
And then they go away.
And then they go away. And then you got the government, the FBI investigating them. And you're talking a big deal.
Although I will say, have you seen the Denver drone show?
Yeah, pretty cool, isn't it?
It's pretty sweet.
You guys, that is amazing.
Every night at 7 o'clock until December 31st.
And you were telling me about the DIA one?
Oh, yeah. Okay, so Schmidl, they replicate the canopies out at DIA. And, like, they even, I saw a video of it. They even have, like, a plane that flies all the way down
and
past.
And, like, lands, and then the horse pops up?
It's so cool. Blucifer comes up.
I don't know how they program
it. It's amazing.
Wow.
I'm telling you, like, you lay out 5,000 drones, you have to turn them all on, and the battery has to stay charged. Who does that?
I can't keep my phone charged.
I know.
It's pretty amazing technology.
It is.
All right, BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie.
You know, speaking of drones.
Wow.
Did you see where the Florida guy shot down that Walmart drone?
I did not. Was it delivering something?
I guess, and it flew over his house and he shot it down.
Really?
Yeah, I think you're in a world of trouble for that.
You know, it's funny because what was I watching? I was watching like Real Housewives or whatever, and I noticed that accidentally, they're filming with drones now.
They are.
Yeah, they're filming. They showed and they accidentally got the drone in the shot. But they're filming all kinds of things. I mean, this drone technology is used for filming. They use it in warfare. Have you seen the Ukraine videos?
Yeah.
Where the guy is sitting in, he's lying in wait, and then this drone comes and it. Yep.
And you don't know. I mean, when you see a drone, you don't know if it's got a camera on it. You don't know if it could have a bomb. You don't know what's on that thing.
Well,
you know, or it's just child's play. You don't know.
Douglas County Search and Rescue. Sue, oh, shit. Douglas County Search and Rescue. I guess they just found like somebody, that little boy or something.
And they do like thermal imaging.
Thermal, yeah. And they found him because they were looking for him.
That technology is incredible, by the way. Yeah, I've seen some of that where they're looking for somebody.
Yeah.
And it's just amazing how it points it out. Here's the story on the Florida man that shot down a Walmart drone.
At some point today, did a drone fly over your house and you shoot at it? I'm going to be real blunt with you and ask.
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay, why'd you shoot at it?
Because I thought it was somebody in turn around playing games on my house.
I got you. Where did you see the drone at?
Right above me.
What, can you walk out and just kind of show me?
Right there.
Sitting straight above it?
Straight above me.
Do you have any idea?
Hovered, lowered some kind of cord down or something, turned around, sent something back up, and then after it was shot at, it turned around and went north.
Gotcha.
Okay. It was doing a delivery.
Wow.
He didn't know. He'd never heard of that before because he's an older guy.
You're right.
He didn't
I'm
know.
I'm sure he was a little scared.
Yeah, you see a rope come down with a package. You don't know what's in that package. Could be a bomb.
I can see Bob shooting out of the sky.
That does sound like Bob.
Yeah, right.
Some bitch. Yeah, that guy can't be over my house dropping that crap.
Yeah, exactly.
What the hell's going on here?
Oh, God.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Tuesday. You can get us on the Odyssey app. The podcast will be there later on today. Don't forget, get your tickets. Mega Millions tonight, $619 million. $619 million
hold
for the
on,
holidays.
Hold on, sorry. I wasn't paying attention. What happened? What happened? Sorry, I didn't know we were on the air. What's happening? Okay.
I mentioned the Odyssey app. You can get us our podcast later on today.
Yeah.
I mentioned the Mega Millions, $619 million.
That's going to be my money. I'm so excited. Yeah, Here's the deal. Mega Millions details are that the drawings are every today,
tonight,
and Friday. All you have to do is super simple. Pick six numbers, $2 a ticket, and then choose your lucky numbers, or you can always do the quick pick, and they'll pick it for you, right? And it keeps growing until someone wins like Jamie White.
God, man, what a holiday gift that would be, huh?
Oh, sorry, I wasn't paying attention. I'm
what are you doing?
Oh, I'm.
What are you doing over there?
Well, you know, I'm all about fads, right?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like, I am the fad queen, right?
Yeah.
So I bought the Berber Rhine or whatever that's in the in red wine Berberine or whatever. So I just bought that, and then I bought my own yogurt making machine.
Oh. No kidding.
Yeah, yeah. Makes your own yogurt. Mm-hmm. Because yogurt in the stores is real bad for you. Did you know that?
It's Yoplait?
Yeah, it's
Yoplait's
bad for you.
Yep, it's full.
No kidding.
It's full of sugar. So the latest rage is the ultimate probiotic yogurt maker with adjustable time and temperature control. Make trillions of live probiotics with two 1-quart containers for larger batches. Best Greek yogurt maker ever with a lifetime warranty.
Okay, that's awesome because Little Debbie houses yogurt. So
right?
We buy this like organic, like this, it's zero sugar, everything, and she loves it, but it costs a lot of money.
Well, now the new rage all over the nation is making your own yogurt because the deal is it keeps you can make way more probiotics in it.
Yeah.
And you don't have to add all the sugar.
You know, have you ever bought the stuff that's no sugar, that is 100% yogurt?
Yeah,
with
it's
none
horrible.
Of the additives and everything?
Yeah.
It is the worst tasting stuff.
It is.
I can't eat it. I'm sorry. We buy the one that you get at Costco, and it's just, it always goes bad in the fridge because nobody will eat.
But this
but
you can add.
Healthy.
You can add like blueberries and your own natural fruits and stuff without the sugar. Like blueberries are healthy, right? So you just add the blueberries for a taste.
Yeah.
But this, I'm telling you, you guys are going to be reading about this. You're going to be like, whoa, Jamie, what? Make your own yogurt? Yeah, that's right. I told you about that in 24.
I mean, it's a great idea. It actually is.
Yeah, I'm cutting edge.
That thing will sit in a box in your garage like everything else you order. Are you kidding me?
You don't know.
You got to open it first.
Yeah. I mean, I bought you, what was it, 2 years ago that we bought you a deep fryer or an air fryer?
Air fryer.
You've yet to even use it.
No, Michelle has it.
Yeah, she re-gifted it.
Wait a minute. You gave away the air fryer I bought you?
No, I didn't give it away. I wrapped it up.
You swap?
Re-gift.
Did you do a swap?
Hers went bad. So she loves it. She thanks you.
No. You're welcome, Michelle. I love the air fryer myself. It's a lifesaver.
Yeah, right.
Especially when you got a six-year-old.
You guys
it's great for Dino Nuggets.
You wait. I'm going to make my own yogurt and bring it in. You guys are going to be like, dude, you're so healthy.
You know what? I would be interested to try it, though, because I do like yogurt. And I like the honey yogurt. But
I got that special maca caca.
Yeah. Not caca. Yeah, yeah. And it's good.
I got that special honey.
Yeah.
I can add that to it.
And where is it? Is it still in
the
box?
It's in my garage.
Because
I like to keep honey in my garage.
You mean you can make that part of your recipe, you're saying?
Yeah, with the maca caca.
Yeah, I love the honey flavor. So if that works out for you, I'd be into the yogurt machine.
You guys don't know. I might be starting to sell like yogurt, maca caca yogurt. You watch.
Yeah.
I'm going to be the new Martha Stewart. Of Denver.
Yeah.
Jamie White's yogurt.
You're the yogurt queen. Yeah, Denver's yogurt queen, man.
Manuka honey. All right, sorry.
Speaking of making side money, what is it about this girl that, or woman, this woman from the sheriff's department, what county?
Arapaho.
Arapaho.
I feel bad for her.
I do too.
I have to be honest with you, because she's been with the department for 21 years. 21 years. She has kids. She has a husband.
And she's on OnlyFans.
It didn't say. It just said streaming.
Yeah, I would imagine she is. But, I mean, it's not her fault. She went into this massive amount of debt, $500,000, because of her house that the insurance wouldn't cover because of a storm. So, I mean, she was drowning.
I didn't read that part, but now I'm even more for her.
Yeah.
Was I'm not really? Against
yeah, so it was a He's storm right. in 2023, and it was hail. Like, hail damaged their house, like, to the point it was really bad. And the insurance, her insurance, wouldn't cover anything. Repairs. So
she decided not to sell yogurt, instead spread her legs.
Yeah. That's what it sounds like. Now, I'm not against her either. I'm just saying that it does make a difference to what site she's on and how she's streaming and what she's putting up.
Yeah, some for are the entire more store. Hardcore than others.
Yeah, if it's OnlyFans and you're selling lingerie pictures, okay, no big deal, right? But if it's hard.
Well, I don't know if...
I don't know.
Yeah.
Right?
In the news story, they don't say OnlyFans. They just say that she's on websites.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Here's the news story that we're talking about. She's a deputy, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
In Arapahoe County, right? And she's been let go because of this streaming.
She resigned. My name is Shannon Laughlin.
Do what now?
She resigned.
She resigned?
She resigned.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right.
My name is Shannon Laughlin. I was a deputy with Arapahoe County for 21 years.
But that career came to an end this week as her secret emerged. The 44-year-old Laughlin ran her department's driving academy. But even with a steady paycheck, she ran into financial ruin, and this wife and mother felt she had no place to turn.
You were kind of a deputy by day and starring in porn at night, essentially.
Ultimately, it could be construed as that. It could be considered a double life.
She entered the world of online porn just a couple of months ago, shooting scenes for various sites under an assumed name.
Yep.
It was quick cash and enough to catch up on her mortgage and hold off the bill collectors.
I was desperate. I was drowning. I found a very legal, lucrative means for providing that support for my family that I needed at that time to save my home for them.
She says she knew she broke department rules by not asking permission to work a second job.
The mainstream in the adult industry is not something that the sheriff's office would approve of.
No.
And I understand that.
Yeah, I understand that too.
Yeah.
But it does seem to me that she found the most lucrative, so therefore she quit the sheriff's department and she's going to stick to porn.
No, she quit because somebody squealed on her and she knew that she was breaking policy. So after 21 years, she resigned because somebody in the Arapahoe Sheriff's County, they're like, hey, did you hear about Shannon? She's a porn star.
Snitch.
Yeah, there was a snitch inside.
Snitches get stitches.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the deal is, it's like, I think it was some woman, because Shannon's 44, and for her to still be able to pull off porn, pretty impressive.
Yeah,
she's
it is.
Very attractive.
Yeah. She's hot.
Yeah, she's hot.
And her rack is amazing.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. I mean, she looked at her options here. She can quit the porn and stay with the sheriff's department, or the porn. The porn paid a lot more, I think.
Yeah.
So I think that for her to get out of debt, she knew to stick with the porn.
And
right?
her husband's supportive, right? So
yeah.
she said it. And so I don't know if she's doing it with her husband, and that's like, or if she's just a.
It sounds like she's not doing it with her husband.
Well, I don't think she's doing it with anybody. She might be just like doing stuff.
Yeah, they just say scenes, so that's not scenes. Like there's a lot of different types of scenes.
Would you mind going looking into that for us, Spadil? Can you research that for us to find out exactly what she's doing?
Because
I don't want to put it on my computer over here.
I'm trying to figure it out. Yeah,
I'd rather
be
on yours.
Maybe she's just doing like a little like a Moulin Rouge strippy thing, right? Maybe she's doing like that, and they're just calling it porn to be rude.
Yeah, be rude.
Right, maybe it's like pretty porn.
I'm with you, though. It's some 65-year-old deputy over there that's a female that turns her in. Because her husband probably saw this girl on porn and said, oh, honey, she works with you, doesn't she?
No, you
she
know what it was? I know who it is. Oh. It's Deputy McFloppy.
Yes, McFloppy.
Deputy McFloppy. She is 64, and she turned her in.
Yeah.
Deputy McFloppy.
All right, Spadil, will you stay on top of this story for us?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what her stage name was.
He's doing a deep dive.
That a boy.
We've lost him for the show.
In fact, you might want to contribute at some point, you know? Maybe buy some of her stuff just to keep the house payments going. You know what I mean?
Help out, man.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.